Well, after around an hour and a half of trade on Monday, the Australian share market finds itself firmly in the red. In fact, the ASX 200 is down 1.1%, making it the second biggest tumble of 2019 for our market. It comes courtesy of global markets, which didn't do so well on Friday. In fact, we had US and European shares down by between 2% and about 2.5%. This seemed to be sparked by concerns of a global growth a slowdown. A number of economic indicators were quite disappointing on Friday. Now, keep in mind, we are getting close now to the end of yet another month, and with only days left in March, we're still on track for this to be the best quarter for the Aussie market since March 2015, the best start that we've had to a year in 4 years as well. And this is despite, of course, a bit of sluggishness in markets in the recent weeks. Now, today, we've got most stocks under pressure. In fact, around 75% of all companies on the market find themselves in negative territory. We're seeing all the growth areas struggling. Tech stocks are underperforming, with the likes of Altium falling quite heavily. The software company is down 6.5% on a broker downgrade. But keep in mind that Altium shares have surged by 50% year to date and are improving for the eighth consecutive year. Afterpay in the tech space is also underperforming. The buy now, pay later tech company is down about 3.5% to 4%. But again, this is a stock that has surged recently. It still is up about 60% this year and more than doubled in value in 2018. We're also seeing energy stocks and mining companies not doing so well on some softer commodity prices in the oil space in particular. So oil surge, Santos, Woodside are struggling, down about 3%. Miners are actually down despite a bit of a lift in the iron ore price, though, which managed to lift due to concerns of bad weather in WA. South 32 is down as well, Rio, BHP and Fortescue included. The banks aren't helping. ANZ is actually leading the big four down by as much as 2%. So we're seeing quite broad-based selling at the moment. There are only a handful of stocks improving, and most of them are defensive in nature. Companies like gold companies, for example, and also property stocks as well. In fact, the four best performers are all gold stocks. St Barbara, Evolution, Newcrest and Resolute. The Aussie dollar finally is weaker at 70.7 US.